This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
God's dear grace, in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind.
The big old land with countless dreams.
Aaron Tippin gets us rolling for another hour.
Happiness ain't out of reach.
What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by our friends at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Hot Spring Spas, of course, wants to remind you there's a lot of summer left. And if you'd like a splash pool to make the best of what remains of summer 2022, it's as simple as a phone call. Same thing with saunas, hot tubs. In fact, let me give you a couple of reasons why now is the best time to own a Finial sauna. For one, they're in stock and ready to deliver. That's kind of nice. Two great payment options with no interest, no payment financing. Use it now, pay later. It's kind of nice. 12 of the greatest health and wellness benefits offered on the planet come from hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Sauna, Finial sauna. That's right. 12 of the greatest health and wellness benefits from this sauna. Every day made better. Live better, live longer. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, tell them Scott sent you. Todd is out filling the bus today. Kevin Flynn off to Detroit Lakes today. And chatting with the Congresswoman Michelle Fischbach, who's attending a tour of the Strata plant in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota. So Kev will have that conversation for us tomorrow on What's on Your Mind. So we look forward to that. So I promise this hour, Rick Becker is going to join us at the bottom of the hour, newly announced candidate for U.S. Senate as an independent. Look forward to that conversation. And we get to chat with Sandy Sanford from Freedom Matters USA. We've had a lot of guesses on who might be the speaker that Freedom Matters USA is going to bring in. Donald Trump, Sr., Donald Trump Jr., Tucker Carlson, Candace Owens, Charlie Kirk, who's been here before. So we're going to find out today on the program. Looking forward to this. And thank you, by the way, for all your calls, questions, and comments. Keep those coming, because I think this is a conversation we don't want to end. I remain so hopeful because of this audience. It's just amazing. This audience isn't wallowing in pity, isn't saying, I'm ticked, I'm mad, I'm frustrated, and I'm just going to take my ball and go home. They're doing something about it. They're praying about it. They're talking to their neighbors about it. They're channeling that frustration into positive energy. God bless you for doing that. It's great. Sandy Sanford is here. Sandy is Executive Director of Freedom Matters USA and a grassroots warrior in North Dakota. Sandy, how are you?
I'm great, Scott. Thanks.
You've got a big announcement today, and before you tell us who Freedom Matters USA is welcoming to North Dakota, I want you to tell us a little bit about Freedom Matters USA.
Yeah, well, Freedom Matters USA is a North Dakota-based educational nonprofit. We believe that we're here to provide leadership, tools, and strategies to protect constitutional principles. And we're here to influence and promote education, civic engagement, and North Dakota energy and economy. So that's what we're here for.
All the things we just talked about as positive places to channel your emotions right now. Do you sense that people are angry, they're frustrated, they're upset right now? Do they need something to channel that? But are you picking up that sentiment from folks as well, Sandy?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, did we all just walked through the last 30 months together, didn't we? Nobody was exempt from the overreach. And so, yes, absolutely. I think people have been stirred up. I think people are finally awake. And regardless of your politics, the last 30 months affected you. So, we're just here to bring some truth to North Dakota. And I think Candace Owens, bringing her in September, is the way to do it.
There's the big reveal, folks. Candace Owens is coming to North Dakota. I think the vast majority of our audience would be familiar with Candace Owens, but if they're not, talk a little bit about her voice, her mission, and what she devotes every day to, and what that'll bring to North Dakota, Sandy.
Well, Candace Owens is a political and cultural influencer. I mean, she has 11 million followers. She started out at Turning Point USA. She's on the Daily Wire. She's an author. I believe it was in 2020 she came out with a bestseller, and it was called Blackout. And I mean, let's just get real. She's not the stereotype of a conservative worldview of who we think a conservative and what she looks like. She's here to tell the truth. She's raw and unfiltered. And what she says can make you feel, regardless of your belief system, it can make you feel a little uncomfortable. But, you know, when you dig in, it's objective information. And, we're just glad that we could bring her here. I want you to know we did poll, like you said. We did poll, and we went to an audience, and we reached out to North Dakota to find out, you know, who do they want us to bring to North Dakota this fall? Donald Trump, Tucker Carlson, Charlie Kirk, we brought him 2 times, Ben Shapiro, Candace Owens. Candace Owens is who North Dakota wants to hear. And she exceeded the polling just hands down. And we have been, you know, talking about Candace Owens for about a year, bringing her here to North Dakota. So when Freedom Matters USA had the opportunity, we really jumped. We really don't. So it is time sensitive. I know that September 15th is right around the corner, but we know North Dakota wants her here, and I think we'll fill the Bismarck Event Center.
All right. So September 15th, you just told us where, Bismarck Event Center. If folks are looking at their calendar right now and say, I want in, I want to be there, how do they get tickets?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. Tickets, ironically, are going on sale within the hour. Everything will be here at the Bismarck Event Center. It's going to be on a Thursday, September 15th. In order to get tickets, easy, you can either go right directly to the BismarckEventCenter.com, or you can go to our webpage, which is FreedomMattersUSA.com. And those tickets will be on sale within an hour. The ticket price is a nice ticket price, because our goal is to get North Dakotans in that theater to hear Candace Owens. So we have a nice ticket price, a general admission of $20, and then we have preferred seating for $50.
All right, this is September 15th. By the way, what time, Sandy, for Candace Owens?
You know, Candace Owens, 7 o'clock, 7 p.m. And we are going to have a little event before that. So we do have some sponsorship opportunities for North Dakotans who want to partake in that. All those sponsorship opportunities are available at freedommattersusa.com. So we'll do a little bit of an event before, but 7 p.m. sharp, Thursday, September 15th. And we are so excited. This is just wonderful to be able to bring her to North Dakota.
September 15th, 7 p.m., Bismarck Event Center. Theater, you mentioned, so that's kind of nice. You get more of an intimate setting there, right?
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, that's what we wanted. And, I think it can handle around 3,000. And say, if these tickets just blow off the shelf, which we think they're going to, within the next week, I mean, I really believe that this is going to be a sellout. Then we'll pivot. We'll make some changes. The Bismarck Event Center is wonderful to work with, and we'll increase that venue if we have to. So, you know, we just want North Dakota. We wanted her to be accessible. That's why we're bringing her to Bismarck. And
it's
a good time of the year.
Tickets start at $20. There's also a $50 preferred seating ticket, Sandy mentioned.
Yeah.
Then if you want to meet Candace, you want to participate in some sponsorship opportunities to help with the event, you can go to freedommattersusa.com, freedommattersusa.com. and FreedomMattersUSA.com, by the way, the new sponsor of our studio for What's on Your Mind. So you're going to be hearing more about the Freedom Matters USA, but what a neat event with Candace Owens in Bismarck on the 15th of September, 7 o'clock at night. Again, Freedom Matters USA for ticket information. You mentioned within the hour here, tickets will be up and ready to go. So bookmark that, take part in that, and we're going to talk a little bit about what will come from an event like that with Sandy when we come back after the break. Brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. PetroServe USA serving up today, home cooking and grab-and-go convenience like Swedish meatballs, 45th, 12th Avenue location. Also, West Main Avenue, West Fargo has Swedish meatballs or cheeseburger today. Talk about choices. Valley City, Swedish meatballs or lasagna. Harwood, scallop potatoes and ham. Good. 12th and I-29, Swedish meatballs as well. And Salisbury Steak in Glendon today. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, PetroServe USA, lowest price fuel around as well. Candace Owens is coming to North Dakota. More details on that from Freedom Matters USA Executive Director Sandy Sanford. When we come back, Rick Becker at the bottom of the hour, and we'll check in with Todd. Fill in the bus today on What's on Your Mind.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
When the weather cooperates here in the valley, our instinct is to race outdoors and work on that honey-do list. As you mow the lawn, you notice that your steps have shifted, the driveway is beginning to crack, and your new addition is sinking. Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North. Whether it's polyjacking or piers, we have a solution. Call us at 701-280-7038. That's 280-7038.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Well, we grew up down by the railroad track.
Back on What's on Your Mind. Chatting with Sandy Sanford, a great grassroots leader in North Dakota and Executive Director of Freedom Matters USA, announcing today that Candace Owens is coming to Bismarck, North Dakota, September 15th. This will be wonderful. Candace Owens is dangerous, along with her followers, according to the head of the Black Lives Matter. Candace has been working on a documentary. She has a new book coming out, too, by the way, which will be available by the time she comes here.
but she was working on a documentary specifically about Black Lives Matter, and went to knock on the doorbell of the head of Black Lives Matter, and she tells the story to Tucker Carlson here the other day. Listen.
I was 7.5 months pregnant, rang a doorbell, had no idea she lived inside or was inside. I spoke to a white security guard for a couple of minutes. He was pretty friendly. He didn't say anything. And I said, would you like us to leave? We're just kind of trying to document where all this money has gone that was given to Black Lives Matter. And no sooner did we get in the car than she was squeezing out fake tears, pretending that she was under duress. And it's just so emblematic of exactly what Black Lives Matter is, you know, emblematic of fake victimhood. What you're really seeing there, actually, Tucker, is she's terrified. She knows we've been working on this documentary. And so she's now slowly starting to admit that maybe she's done some things wrong. You purchased a $6 million mansion with Black Lives Matter money, and you hired your brother and your mother to work at the mansion that nobody has access to. I mean, I'm black. Shouldn't I be allowed in this mansion as a creative space, as I say it was purchased? She's also admitted recently that she threw an inauguration party, a celebration party for Joe Biden. Now, why on earth would she be doing that after a summer of riots throughout America, claiming that purporting to be about racism in America, she decides to throw an inauguration party? So in this documentary, I really wanted to explore and get to the bottom of what's actually happening with the Black Lives Matter movement, the Black Lives Matter organization, and it is absolutely shocking. I mean, when you see the information that we uncovered, there's no person that's going to be able to turn a blind eye to the corruption and the lies the Black Lives Matter movement actually is.
She is unafraid. Unafraid. That is probably the best way to describe Candace Owens. So fantastic, for sure. We are chatting with Sandy Sanford, who has just announced that Freedom Matters USA is bringing Candace Owens to Bismarck September 15th. Tickets $20 and $50. $20 for general admission, $50 for preferred seating. Sponsorship opportunities available too at freedommattersusa.com. Freedommattersusa.com. What excites you most about the message from Candace Owens, Sandy? Yeah. Okay, all right. So evidently we lost our connection with Sandy. We're going to call her back in a second. While we're doing that, let me tell you about Gateway Building Systems. We understand the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's a mission to do the same for you, from planning and design to completed, clean, and efficient farm sites. You can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on the Brock salad bins. For more information, go online, gatewaybuilding.com, gatewaybuilding.com. We're also going to check in with Todd Mitchell here momentarily. Todd is filling the bus today and doing some good today. Yeah, exactly right. Sandy Sanford back with us on What's on Your Mind. And Daniel, if you'd call Todd next, that'd be awesome. I'll throw that number in Slack here for you. Sandy, the question I had for you after we played the clip of the Tucker Carlson interview where she's talking about the head of Black Lives Matter and just the hypocrisy there, is what most excites you about her message and what you think North Dakotans will best respond to when she comes to Bismarck on the 15th?
Well, I mean, she just so recognized she's an influential voice for American conservatism. Again, she's not your stereotype of what we think a Republican is. She is a woman of color. She's young, and she just lets you have it, right? I mean, everything she talks about in regards to being a conservative, it's raw and it's real. And I think we have the stereotype of what a conservative Republican is. You know, he's a white male and he's 70 years old. So again, you know, I referred to her book. You know, she has a book, a best-selling book, Blackout, and it's how Black America, you know, made its, you know, second escape from the Democratic plantation. And I think she's going to touch on this. I think she's going to touch on race. And you know, she's going to be political, but it's going to be great.
So, by the way, I said her book is coming out.
I hope that answered your question.
No, it does. It does. And as I was saying, you know, earlier, her book is coming out. It's actually out. It has been out for a while.
There's an announcement about it coming out on Twitter, but that's from a while ago, because guess what? She's not on Twitter anymore because she's not going to go along with the woke. A couple of texters rolling in with comments here saying, yes, what an awesome pick for North Dakota. Another, love Candace Owens, a prime example of a true patriot and great American. I'm waiting for those tickets to go on sale, which, by the way, will happen today, right, Sandy? Today.
Yeah, within the hour, right.
Fantastic. Another text from a listener I want to share with you and get your answer to this. Says, Scott, I'm confused with what's going on in our country. What action do I take? I listen to your show every day for understanding. It's so great to hear from like-minded people. Great show. Answer the question, what action should they take, Sandy? What can people do that are frustrated right now?
Oh, well, that's a great question. And, you know, I just was in Arizona over the weekend and had the opportunity to listen to Governor DeSantis at an incredible event on Sunday night. And I tell you what, he made a very simple statement that fighting for freedom is really no longer a spectator sport. And I agree with that. So to the point of that question, what can people do? And I believe in people getting involved locally. I mean, I want people to put their money where their mouth is. You know, I'm kind of fed up with the person that's on social media that's just really going to war, you know, with the screen and, at the keyboard. Let's put our money where our mouth is and let's really get involved. And so I really recommend that people get involved in, you know, go to these school board meetings, go to the city commission meetings, go to the county commission meetings. And I love it. I love it when people put their name in and run for office and run for elected positions within their communities. I'm a person that I don't believe that that you have to be part of this group or establishment in order to get involved. I mean, I respect anybody who wants to learn more and get involved. And there, you know, sometimes can be a process that holds you back or actually chooses you. So, you know, I just really encourage people, listen, get educated on the topic, and get involved. So locally, you know, get involved in your school board, attend a school board meeting, and maybe run for something. So I hope that answers that question.
And you know what else?
What?
Attend events. Fill your bucket. You know, go here. You were listening to Ron DeSantis over the weekend. Great example.
Right.
You know,
right.
Candace Owens is now coming September 15th. Go there, get educated, right. Get informed, get motivated, and it really does fill your bucket. So September 15th, tickets start at $20. And just watch the FreedomMattersUSA.com website, FreedomMattersUSA.com website for all the details. Bismarck Event Center, September 15th, 7 p.m., FreedomMattersUSA.com, FreedomMattersUSA.com for all the details on Candace Owens coming to North Dakota. I'm so excited. And it's less than a month away, so we don't have to wait too long. Thanks, Sandy. Appreciate the time. Executive Director of Freedom Matters USA, Sandy Sanford. When we come back, Todd, the Radio God Mitchell, Phil in the Bus, and Rick Becker. Stay tuned on What's on Your Mind. Straight ahead. Hey, Scott Hinton here. So excited to tell you about, in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending gone crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation, there's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all the major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget. And their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. Or call 972-PATRIOT right now.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Attorneys for Lori and Chad Daybell, charged with conspiracy to kill their children in Idaho and steal their Social Security benefits, asked a judge on Tuesday to send the case back to the grand jury because they say the indictment is confusing. Arizona charges against Lori are on hold for now. People in Arizona and Nevada are facing unprecedented water shortages on the Colorado River. The Bureau of Reclamation said Tuesday there will be less water available next year from the river that serves 40 million people in the West and Mexico. Syria's foreign minister denied Wednesday it's holding a U.S. journalist, Austin Tice, or other Americans after President Biden accused the Syrian government of detaining him. Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney loses her re-election campaign in a blowout to lawyer Harriet Hageman Tuesday. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Back on What's on Your Mind. 28 before the top of the hour. Todd Mitchell's busy today. He's filling the bus. Where are you at, sir?
North Bismarck on Century, right across Century High. And we have a bus down south on South Washington in Bismarck as well. School buses to each one. It's all about getting school supplies for the kids as they head back. Did you know that blue and blutiful are different color crayons?
I did not know that.
I didn't know that either. But we went through the Crayola box, and apparently those are... apparently blue to full, like sort of a sky bluish kind of thing. I did not know that. But we're also looking for backpacks for sure, especially if they have the computer liner. You know, it's not like the backpacks you and I had, Scott. I mean, now you got to have a safe cocoon for your Chromebook or whatever it is that you're using. So you don't want that thing getting thrashed around. I get it. Pencil boxes and bags. Kleenex, markers, colored pencils, earbuds. Now, when you and I went to school, Scott, did you have headphones on?
No, no headphones, and cell phones didn't exist.
Yeah. I got in a lot of trouble on my last final exam because I had brought, they wouldn't let us leave, even if it was the final. So I brought a gym bag with a boombox and headphones and some tapes. But no, now kids are expected to have earbuds, so they need those. Yellow highlighters, black Sharpies, dry erase markers, calculators, flash drives, note cards, ring binders, scissors, Fiskars are preferred. Do you know why?
I bet you're going to tell me.
Because they're good, I guess, is what they say. I guess the bottom line is, any good scissors, just don't bring the fabric ones that Grandma used to use when she sewed stuff together that had the zigzag thing. Folders, notebooks, rulers, crayons, they prefer the 24-pack. Don't ask me why not the 64-pack with the sharpener, but whatever. And they can have that. That's fine. And glue sticks. If you can't make it to one of our red carpet car wash location buses, BPS, as in Bismarck Public Schools, BPSFoundation.com. You can do a monetary donation there. If you don't have time to shop, bring the money by. We'll turn the money into the supplies we run short of. But the buses will be here till 6 o'clock tonight. Tomorrow, the Bismarck High Demons football team empties it out. Demoness will sort it out. And school counselors and teachers and stuff have their list of students and what they need, and they'll kind of go through it all. And
it's a great tradition.
Gone, just like that. Yeah.
Great tradition.
One.
26th annual.
One. That's phenomenal. That's scary.
How'd you get there today?
How did I get here today? I drove a bus. No, I didn't. I drove a bus.
You drove a nice set of wheels from Schwann's, didn't you?
I wish I would have, because that would have been better than what I drove. But I did the company thing, and I'm still trying to twist the company into giving me a nice Schwann Cadillac Lyric. That would be so fun. If you ever see those on TV, they're just awesome. SchwannBuickGMC.com, your warranties for a lifetime, not only on those new Buick GMCs, but if you go to pre-owned vehicles, you can search extended warranty pre-owned vehicles, and you find out there are Fords, believe it or not. There are Fords, there are Toyotas, there are Hondas, all kinds of different brands. So if you're thinking, I'm not really a Buick or GMC, I don't know why you wouldn't be. But for the sake of discussion, they do have some other ones. So check them out at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Todd Mitchell, filling the bus today for a great cause. Thanks a bunch. Good to catch up. That's what Todd's up to today and going to be there again until 6 tonight, so go to it. Hey, Rick Becker is here. Rick is a newly announced candidate for the U.S. Senate race as an independent and joins us on the program to talk about that decision and this race. Rick, how are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Appreciate the time today as well. So tell us what led to this decision.
Yeah, it was a difficult decision, really. The way I've been looking at it, as you know, I ran at the state Republican Party convention against John Hoeven, and we came really close, but we didn't eke out that win. And so I was content at that time to say, well, this is how things roll. Another day, another effort. But what I've been sort of dealing with over the last several weeks is just this gnawing feeling that America is at a crossroads. The number one issue, in my opinion, is our debt and our spending, because that's what's led to inflation. It's what led to us being in a position where other countries are able to leverage our financial situation against us, including China and Russia. And quite honestly, when I hear Senator Hoeven coming out and saying we have to do something about inflation, yet it's the spending that the politicians have been doing for the last several years that has been the number one contributor to inflation. And I see that the voters have a choice between really a big spending Democrat and a big spending Republican, and it's the big spending that has put America in this precarious position it's in. So it's just untenable to me that that's the only option we have. And I felt compelled to get in against all odds, and knowing that despite the fact that I am a true conservative and a Republican, that I would be on the ballot as an independent.
So remind me exactly what you sort of pledged. As I recall, one thing you were asked a lot, you know, why not just switch parties? And your point was, I want to change the Republican Party. I am a Republican, if I recall correctly. If I'm saying any of this wrong, tell me. And the other thing was, whatever the convention decides, that's what I'm going to abide by. I asked a question rhetorically for one of your supporters yesterday, and for some reason, your supporters don't like to be challenged. they get a little testy when you challenge them, which I think is an unfortunate trait. But I just said, look, if John Hoeven or Kelly Armstrong or Kevin Cramer did this, you know, there would be an understandable hue and cry, and say, well, wait a minute, you said one thing, now you're doing another. You literally go from one party to another within a span of a few weeks in an election cycle. If I stated any of that wrong, did you not say I'd live by the results of the convention and I want to remain a Republican?
Well, yeah, you actually did state it wrong. But first, let me say, too, that you said my supporters don't like to be challenged. I think that's a very broad characterization. There's a lot of people that don't like to be challenged, whether they're for me or for Hoeven or for Christensen. As far as the pledge, number one, I always keep my word, Scott. And the pledge, and it's very clear, this is not a technicality or plain political doublespeak. The pledge is to honor the convention. Now, the convention is for one purpose, and that's to endorse a candidate to go to the primary and become the nominee for the Republican Party. So the pledge is to stay out of that, and I did. I stayed out of it. John Hoeven had a completely free path in the primary, and he nabbed the nomination. So he's going to the general as a Republican. That pledge, my promise, was kept 100%. Going into the general as the Republican nominee, as you know, is a gargantuous advantage. He's got that advantage. I mean, that's really the end of it. There's no going back. There's no not honoring a promise. That's 100% kept.
Got it. So, I mean, that's one way to obviously to honor the pledge. I guess some people would say honor the pledge means I'm running. If I get it, great. If I don't, I'm done. You're saying, well, I'm done as a Republican. Doesn't mean I'm done as something else. So I get that.
No, I'm not done as a Republican at all.
Well, how can you be? How can you? If you're running as an independent, you're no longer a Republican. You're now an independent.
I'm an independent on the ballot. You bet. There's only room for one Republican on the ballot. My philosophy didn't change. My platform didn't change. But, I mean, I get what you're saying. But you indicated, well, you switched parties. No, I didn't switch parties. I'm still a Republican.
But a Republican runs as a Republican. Republican says, a Republican runs as a Republican. A Republican doesn't run as an independent.
Let me ask you, if we go into special session right now and I cast my vote in the legislature, it will be as a Republican, right? But you know, we're really mincing words here. So yes, I will be on the ballot as an independent.
And let's talk about Ross Perot and Bill Clinton. Ross Perot probably identified as a Republican at some point, became frustrated, said, "Okay, I'm going to be an independent run," and elects Bill Clinton. And there is a risk in running as an independent to elect somebody that would be very different than your views. Is that a concern? Is that in the back of your mind at all?
No, that's a very good question, Scott. If we are in any number of other states, I would rethink my decision. Because if a race is really close between a Democrat and a Republican and a person gets in and splits the vote for one party, it basically hands the other party a win, you know, and in that sense, they would be a spoiler. But if you take a look, when Hovind ran in 2010, the Democrats got 22% of the vote. And when he ran again in 2016, they got just under 17% of the vote. So the Republicans could split right down the middle, and the Democrats still don't have enough to win. So, it's a valid question. In many other states, it would be a very pertinent question. In North Dakota, it's just not applicable. There's really no realistic concern that we would be handing the Democrats a seat in the Senate, because we couldn't risk that, but we're not risking that.
Gary in Fargo for Rick Becker. Go ahead, Gary.
Hello, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, sir. Go ahead. Your question for Rick?
Well, yeah. Well, first of all, I just want to say, Scott, I love you to death, and I listen to the flag way too much. If I had one of those rating books, your ratings for people that are almost 70 would go through the roof. But every time that I have heard you talk with Jeff, you just seem to be a little bit testy, so to speak. You know, last time you attacked him about something about God or something about that, which should have absolutely nothing to do with it. And so I guess my comment, though, toward Jeff is this. You know, if he thinks that this is going to split the vote and give it to the Dem, he shouldn't run. If it wasn't for a six-year term, I would say, hey, Jeff, hold your fire. Wait for 2 years. You're going to be a senator. But it's a six-year term, and we cannot put up with guys like Hovind and Kelly Armstrong anymore.
All right. It's Rick Becker, not Jeff, but we'll give Rick a chance to respond to that when we get back. Gary, appreciate the call and appreciate the critique as well. Thanks a bunch. More after this on What's on Your Mind. Brought to you today by MyPillow, MyPillow.com. Remember the promo code SCOTT for the great deal. 66% off now.
Reveille, wake up, stand up. Let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim, I'm IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and thank you.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
When it comes to your next ag project, you'll want the best. That's why at Gateway Building Systems, we recommend Brock Solid Bins. Backed by decades of storage design and manufacturing experience, Brock Bins allow you to securely store your grain, helping you save money and maximize your profitability. Gateway Building Systems is the number one Brock Bin dealer in the U.S. Visit us online at gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklet Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
GMC.com, your warranty is for a lifetime. New Buick GMCs and dozens of late model used vehicles at SchwanBuickGMC.com all have Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty. Check it out at SchwanBuickGMC.com. Todd Mitchell at Fill the Bus. It's our 26th one. Red Carpet Car Wash North and South Bismarck. As you do your shopping, grab some extra school supplies and bring them by the bus. You can bring a monetary donation as well. Or if you're thinking, I'm nowhere near Bismarck, I'll never make it by 6. Well, you can go to bpsfoundation.com. Thanks. What's on your mind rolls on.
Oh, thanks for doing what you're doing. 11 before the top of the hour, finishing our chat with Rick Becker here. So before the break, the caller was basically saying, hey, it's a 6-year term. It's too risky. What do you want to say about that, Rick?
I'm not sure if that's what he was saying, but
I thought he was saying, man, if this was, you know, another time, but you're risking a 6-year seat if you put it in the hands of a Democrat. That's a risk not taking, is what I got out of it.
Ah, Well, you may be right. What I got out of it is that a six-year term, it's way too long to wait to get a true conservative in. We have to, whatever risk there might be, we need to take it. But again, Scott, I'll just repeat, the risk is almost nothing. For a Democrat in the past, as I just mentioned, to get in the 20s, low 20s or upper teens for a percent of the vote, John and I could split the vote exactly evenly, and the Democrats would still not win.
Listener says, Hovind did not support Biden's massive spending plan. No Republican supported it. Republicans are outnumbered in Congress. What could Becker do that would result in any different outcome?
Well, that's a great question. He didn't the caller said he didn't support Biden's huge spending bill. Well, it depends which one. He did, in fact, cross over to the other side, left the Republicans, and supported the green infrastructure bill. $1 trillion, one of the very few big spending Republicans that crossed over and handed Biden his huge win. No, it would be fantasy to say I could go in and act like king and stop Biden in his tracks as one senator. However, what you can do is count on me never to cross over and support any big Democrat spending bill like John did for the infrastructure bill, the so-called fake infrastructure bill.
Another texter says, I wouldn't support Becker. He's anti-law enforcement, but you can't deny his points on spending and the Republican Party's failures. Want to take on the accusation that you're anti-law enforcement?
Yeah, I'd love to. That's the most unfortunate one. Some of the lobbyists for law enforcement and some of the top guys, like at DCI, they really dislike what I'm about because I'm about freedom and civil liberties. The law enforcement, the rank and file, the regular men and women in law enforcement, they understand. They know I support them. I passed several good laws. One of them was confidential informant reform, right? That held BCI accountable. Andrew's Law, as you may know it. That was my bill. They didn't like that. I required law enforcement to have a search warrant if they're going to use drones for surveillance on private citizens. That's important, and it's a civil liberty. They didn't like that. Now, turn it around. This last session, I got the Second Amendment Preservation Bill, made North Dakota a sanctuary state. I worked hand in hand with law enforcement to get it passed and to have it in a manner that they found to be workable and acceptable. So this perception or this so-called angle of me being anti-law enforcement, 100% untrue.
Another listener, Becker did nothing legislatively with his time at the Capitol. What makes him think he can do anything in D.C.? He didn't work with anybody. He just created chaos.
Gosh, it's another beautiful comment. Let me tell you, I just gave you some bills that I passed. I worked every single one of those. As you know, Scott, and you know, a lot of media contributed to this, I was labeled the ultra-conservative, the outsider, the person dividing the party. And also comments were made, he got nothing done. I mean, I don't know what people are basing that on. I got civil asset forfeiture reform passed. Huge. I mentioned confidential informant reform. Constitutional carry in the state. That was my bill. I worked with people on it. I had a study for citizenship status for ID to vote. All the agencies to be able to figure out if they could get their budget without federal funding or with decreased federal funding. That was my bill. Currently, we're looking at whether all of the leased property in the state is appropriate, whether it's efficient. That's my bill. See, the prohibition on vaccine passports, Scott, that was my amendment on the bill that passed during this special session. I could go on and on and on, but this idea he accomplished nothing? Where are these people? I mean, they're just saying something with no foundation. I can support it. And I'll say again, every one of these bills, I had to work with my not only Republican colleagues, but occasionally, like the Andrews Law, worked with my Democrat colleagues. You bet I work with people to get stuff done.
Couple others here. Not a good move to split the Republican vote in North Dakota. Having an independent that is conservative voting versus a Republican that has Democratic tendencies and plays the back and forth games with the Democrats. I'll go with the independent, hoping he's being honest about being a conservative. Another says John Hovind's a good man, but the energy isn't there, and 6 years is a long time. He should have retired,
but he ran to block Becker. This is what happens when the voters feel cheated. A few seconds to give your final thoughts here, Rick.
Right. America's at a point. We're going in the wrong direction. We must change course. We cannot change course if we send the same people back. John has a long record of big spending, and that is problematic. What we need is a fighter in Washington, D.C., someone who's going to fight Biden, someone who's going to fight the whole progressive culture war, and that's the thing. We're not hearing from John.
We'll leave it there for today, but there's a long time between now and November, so look forward to more conversations. Rick Becker, thank you. See you tomorrow, folks. God bless. Bye-bye.
My name is Kevin Skunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.